Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The Lord Jesus himself declared these words. He paid the ultimate price for his church, and he wants it to be protected from division. Unity in the church is so important that the Bible says more about it than either heaven or hell. If you're a part of the family of God, it is your responsibility to protect where you fellowship. In order to do so, you need to focus on what you and your fellow believers have in common, not on your differences. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 5 says, true believers share one Lord, one body, one faith, one baptism, and one hope. Therefore, you should value different personalities, races, and preferences, not merely tolerate them. God wants unity, not uniformity. It is easy to become discouraged by the gap between the ideal and the real in your church. Yet, you should passionately love the church in spite of its imperfections. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13 says, serve one another in love. Choose to encourage rather than criticize. Refuse to listen to gossip. Practice God's method for conflict resolution. And support your pastor and leaders. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 12 to 13 says, now we ask you, brothers, to respect those who work hard among you, who are over you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Remember, God blesses churches that are united. Psalms 133, verse 1 and 3 says, how good and pleasant it is when brothers live together in unity. For there the Lord bestows his blessings, even life forevermore. Please join us next week.